Good to be here. Thank the Lord how he's been leading me for each step of the deputation process.
Amen.
My name is Bethany. The pastor already introduced me. My parents are missionaries in Cameroon. They have been there since 1991, so just over 30 years they've been there. So I had the privilege of growing up most of my life there. And the Lord led me this year to go on deputation. I'd like to start off with showing the video. It gives an overview of what the ministry is over there in Cameroon.
Hi, I'm Bethany Needham. I grew up as a missionary with my family in Cameroon. Now, by God's grace, I'm heading back there again to Cameroon to continue working with my parents, the other missionaries, including my sisters and the Sandalin families, and the National Believers. I want to see God's glory abound in Cameroonian lives. A verse that has become special to me is Genesis 24:27, which says, "I being in the way, the Lord led me." The Lord is leading me, and I am glad to walk with him in the way. Right now, for me, that way is Cameroon. I am being sent out by my home church, Falls Baptist Church, in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. I can remember back in the early 90s as an 8-year-old girl, our family driving on windy roads in Cameroon as newly arrived missionaries. I remember peering excitedly around every bend in the road, waiting to catch my first glimpse of the village of Sabka that would be our new home. It was exciting growing up in Africa. Our family got to do a lot of ministry together and go on many outings. The Cameroonian children were our friends, and we learned to speak their language. We began reaching out to the Muslim Fulani people and drove over many dirt roads and climbed many grass-covered mountains with cattle grazing to visit Fulani compounds or settlements, where Papa would often preach the gospel while we sat around, often sipping on Fulani milk tea. Then a church was planted in our village of Sabka. This was begun by my older sisters, who started teaching a Sunday school class in the village. Soon, some adults began to attend. So my papa came and he started teaching them. Soon, people started getting saved. And now there's a thriving church there led by Pastor Julius. Over the years, many more churches have been planted. The ministry expanded to include a camp ministry, the airplane ministry, radio, Bible Institute, and outreach to remote villages. As I grew older, I became more personally involved in the ministry, reaching out especially to young people in our church in Sabka and young people in the town. And then I got to join in on a number of those outreach trips into the remote villages. Many of these outreach trips meant long distance traveling over rough dirt roads by vehicle, motorcycle, taxis, trekking, and sometimes Papa's airplane. My ministries included teaching children's classes in church, spending time with children who came to our house to play, sometimes making cookies or running our water slide for Fulani girls, and then gathering them around to listen to Bible stories and learn children's gospel songs in their language, and leading vacation Bible schools for children in the remote villages of Beba and Batamo. What a joy it is when souls are saved and then go on for the Lord. Several years ago, due to war, it became unsafe for our family to continue living where we were. In 2018, we had to leave our beautiful mountain home in the English-speaking northwest region of the country and transition to the French-speaking west region of the country, where we now live in the city of Bafassam. We are currently learning the French language as we follow the Lord's leading for furthered ministry. During my time in Bafassam, I've enjoyed being part of Victory Baptist Church, led by Pastor Ernest, that meets in my sister Kathy's home. I've been able to help out teaching reading to some children and doing some Bible studies and helping the Sanderlin family somewhat with their homeschooling. My sister Kathy has been working on a Bible translation into the Fofolde language, as well as programming Camp Joy Revival Radio and keeping up with a busy household. Elizabeth is actively reaching out to deaf people in the city and making a difference in many lives. She has been helping encourage a new group of believers in another part of the city where Pastor Ernest hopes to see another church planted. I'm thankful to get to partner with a sound church planting ministry. The vision statement held up by the work over there is the gospel for every person, a church for every village, and a pastor for every church. Cameroon, located in the hinge of Africa, is similar in size to the state of California. There are about 28 million people, many of whom have never heard of Jesus. Many have heard about Jesus in their religions or denominations, but do not know him as the only Savior, the way, the truth, and the life. Islam is prevalent. Catholicism and nominal Christian groups abound. Many are steeped in traditionalism, with spiritism and ancestral worship. All need to know the truth that can set them free. Cameroon is considered a bilingual country, with French and English as the national languages. However, there are about 275 tribal or heart languages. Cameroon is a beautiful country with beautiful people who need to hear the beautiful story of Jesus and his love. Please pray for me as I return. Some of my initial goals will be to learn the French language, to reach out to French people with the gospel and Bible studies, to encourage and work alongside my family, the other missionaries, and national believers, to work with the children especially, to bear more fruit, to see more souls saved. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I'm thankful for First Light Baptist Mission and for their help in partnering with missionaries and local churches to get the gospel where it needs to go, to all the world.
In the video, it showed an older lady being baptized. There were about three men standing around her. Her name is Mommy Elizabeth. She was a blind lady. And one day we were out in this village with there was a group of us, and somebody was preaching the gospel in a school building. And the preacher asked if anyone would like to get baptized. Well, this lady, blind lady sitting beside me, kind of nudged me and asked if she could get baptized. I talked with her very briefly and just made sure she understood that salvation is not about baptism, but believing in Jesus Christ. So to me, the best I could tell, she made a decision right there to trust in Jesus Christ. So immediately after the service, I got to lead her out across the schoolyard and down a steep, slippery hill to the mountain stream where she got baptized along with several others. A few months later, she was very sick and passed on. I got to go see her house where she lived, just a simple mud block house with thatched roof, and her grave was just a simple dirt grave out in her yard, a few stones marking it. So I was sad to see that, but I was rejoicing because she had been blind, but now she was in the light and seeing Christ face to face. So my testimony really about being a missionary starts with my parents. Back in 1980 to 83, they were farmers. Well, before that time, they were farmers in northern Iowa, and they felt like they would like to go overseas and help people with farming or just with something, do something good in the world. At this time, they did not yet know the Lord. They were not saved. So they ended up over in Cameroon helping farmers raise dairy cattle. And while they were over there, they met missionaries and a missionary pilot. My dad was a pilot, so he was excited to meet this man, not because he was a missionary, but because he was a pilot. But through their influence, my parents both accepted Christ. Amen. Out there in Cameroon. And then they came back to Iowa intending to settle down on the farm, but God wouldn't let them. He led them to go back as missionaries. So I was born in that transition time after they'd come back to the States. And as a young girl, my mother led me to Christ, and I was 8 when we went back as missionaries. And I can remember being excited about it, like I testified on the video. So it was exciting to be there with my parents. And so we had a thriving ministry. And several years ago, I mentioned 2018, we had to leave. This war conflict started up between the French and English parts of the country. And it got to a point where, well, my dad was being threatened because of his airplane ministry. Each side was accusing him of his activities, even though he was being helpful. I mean, helping people, helped take people to the hospital. He was carrying preachers out to remote areas. But it became a threat, I guess. And then in 2018, a fellow missionary was shot and killed. And through that, we had to evacuate. It wasn't safe to continue being there. But the Lord's worked through that. Like, for example, the church that we were with, Living Hope Baptist Church, Pastor Julius is still being faithful there. He's still the pastor. The church is going on. Just several weeks ago, some robbers came into his home and captured him and stole some things, took him off into the mountains, told him they were going to kill him unless they paid a huge ransom. Well, they ended up paying a much smaller ransom. But the Lord really worked it out. They let him go, and all those thieves have been caught. But it's still a danger working there, but we're thankful that God's people are being faithful, continuing on. Even those who have had to leave, we're seeing more churches started in other parts of the country because of this. Some refugees have gone to Nigeria, and Pastor Felix is out there working with them. And then Pastor Ernest, I mentioned him in Bafassam. So our family's located in the city of Bafassam right now. I have 3 sisters working there, 2 single sisters in the city, and another sister's married. She's in another city nearby. My parents are just outside of the city, but Pastor Ernest is there. He's really helped get a church going, and that meets in my sister's house. And my sister has about 20 girls, children living with her that she's helping, and they go to schools in the area. And then I mentioned my sister across town helping another new group of believers. Well, Pastor Ernest gave over that first church to another young man who became the pastor. And then he moved over to where my other sister was and is working with that church. So they've got a church going there called Great Commission Baptist Church. It's exciting to see the work going on. I could give more stories. So my goal right now, with all of that transition, all the missionaries really had to kind of decide what they were going to do. And I was really praying about what to do, and my parents prayed with me. And it seemed the Lord led me that I should go on deputation at this time to continue working there with my parents as the Lord however long the Lord leads. So my interest is to, well, I have to keep working on the French language to be really effective in that part of the country. It's something I wanted to do for a long time, but it does take effort. And I just want to continue being a help and encouragement to my family and the different ministries they have. I'd like to just continue working. Well, focus on the French, but yeah, there's so many others too. There's the English-speaking people, and then there's so many different tribal languages. And we've learned to speak the Fofolde language, which is the language of the Fulani Muslim tribe. There are a lot of Muslims out there in Cameroon. And when we first went out, that was our main goal, was to reach out to the Fulani people. So I just want to say John 3:16 in the Fofolde language. Yuhana tati sapo e joego gam banani ala iri duniaru ha hoki bit domako bajo gam komo e nut indomo ta o halka ama o hepa gendam dumita. And that is another goal, is to just work with the children and then see exactly how the Lord will lead me as I get back out there. I don't know, does anybody have a question or two about before we close up our time here? Yes, sir?
Do you have a brother? And how many sisters do you have?
All right, yes, do I have a brother? Yes, I have one brother and six sisters. So three sisters are in Cameroon, and the rest of them are here in the States. Currently, I think you know my brother, Daniel. He came through here. He was out in Cameroon for several years. The Lord's led them at this time to be back here in Wisconsin. He's helping out with the church up in Viroqua. And another sister and her husband are on deputation to go to West Africa as well. Yes. Any other last question? All right. If not, then we'll be done.
Very good. Bye.